There are certain moments and words that shaped a new era in pro wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Brett screwed Brett.
Die, Rocky, die.
Introducing the Book of Wrestling, 25 catchphrases that explain the Attitude Era. Tune in as we relive one of the most exciting, intense, and over-the-top times in WWE with new interviews with the voices that made the promos, calls, and catchphrases into history. Listen now.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. Tis crunchy yet soft. Tis filling yet has a hole. Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's. Huzzah! A toast to breakfast.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit jiffylube.com.
All right, guys, we are separate but on the same team today.
Separate but equal?
I was going to say that, but I don't remember what that. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, so I don't know what that means.
I don't think you'd ever say we're equal anyway, so that's okay.
We are the same height. That is neat.
That is neat.
Jesse is at his house. I am at the Intercontinental in Miami for our last day.
Oh, is that a good hotel? Is that fancy?
Actually really nice, yeah. Hannah is out at a pool, Laguna area, and I'm stuck in here talking to you dummies. No offense to anybody.
Don't say that about our friends.
Highlight of my morning, though. We're recording this at 9 in the morning. Highlight of the morning. Went to the vending machine. They have Monsters. $5. So I was like, you know what? It's fine. But they take credit card. I don't remember the last time I used a vending machine. First time I've used a vending machine that took a credit card.
You know, most vending machines have the thing where you can push your phone. I guess that technology is beyond you. And I apologize. I even started saying
I don't use vending machines. When do I do that? Not just hobo running around using vending machines.
I think I'm really proud that you're still doing this podcast. You know, I feel like our schedules have been a little off lately, and I feel like I don't want to subject our audience to any more discontinuity. I want them to feel right as rain when we do our podcast. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. And plus, I was honestly, my original thought was to have you do this, but since I had to run out of town last week and you carried the YouTube show and the podcast, I thought, well, I better get back and do this thing. So
I'm really glad. And
I need to put out an official request for Mr. Simmons, by the way. Ooh, William. Please. I would like to know if Mr. Bill Simmons would come on stage with us at the National and do a box battle of some sort of basketball.
That would be absolutely amazing.
I think that would be cool. Bill,
you guys can rip and I'll just provide color commentary and Bill will just insult me while I do it. And that'll be fun and so, people will enjoy that.
Bill, I'm gonna text you about this, Bill. And I know you hate getting texts from me. So,
by the way, can we talk about other Ringer podcasts just real quick? Chris Vernon, I think it's his radio show, actually. Oh, my goodness.
All over ESPN. It is about time.
He is finally blowing up. And I saw, like, he posted on there his Instagram thing of all of these people who are, like, all these famous people. He's got, like, the lead singer of Kings of Leon, which I know is probably not as big of a deal today. But to me, that's, like, one of my favorite bands. And I was like, how did he get how does he know about this? And then he got all these other sports people that everyone else who listens.
On SportsCenter.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah. He was number 5 on SportsCenter.
I think we can all just say that's what's going on at Augusta.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, check out Chris Vernon.
You're losers.
At least his Instagram page. He posts every Masters. He does an amazing thing.
In no world are people listening to this drag of a podcast who don't know what that is. If that's the case, I feel sorry for your families. Dude, Vernon's the man. We were sitting by the pool.
Awesome.
I think it was yesterday I texted him when that SportsCenter thing came on by the pool. And I was just
no way.
What is happening here? All right.
Chris Vernon.
Let's do something useful.
Let's talk about the rundown, shall we? We're going to do a little bit of MLB overreaction with a touch of NBA mixed in. How about that? We're going to give you your basketball and your baseball, big things happening. We got a, we're not doing a straight facts homie news segment. No, no, no. We're doing another segment and it's entitled What's Up With That? And there's a song. If you ever watch SNL, you'll probably recognize the song because I'm ripping it straight from them. I know. Release week. We got some new stuff coming out. We have mailbag. We've got some upcoming shows we're going to talk about. And with that being said, let's hit them with big picture. You may notice we're not in the office, so I don't have my sound effects. So I had to do it all natural.
Just as good. Hey, by the way, after release week, I want you to do, I want to do a preview of upcoming baseball releases. Can you pull up that schedule?
The blowout schedule?
Whatever. Release? I just want to see baseball products that are coming out in the next few, next month or two.
Yep.
Because baseball is getting hot. Okay. Yeah, just a couple quick cliff notes. I mean, it's been a weekend of baseball. I'm not going to spend a ton of time. And I didn't watch a ton of baseball, actually, because I always find it boring for the first 150 games, and I watch at the end. I mean, a couple things that have not changed. The Blue Jays offense is ridiculous. I think you have... Do you have Bo Bichette and Vlad stats, or just Bo?
I have got Bo, and I do not have Vlad, but I can pull them
out. No, I don't care. That's fine. With Vlad, he had a home run yesterday. It was almost 500 feet. Like, that offense is going to put up runs all year as long as they're healthy. I still love, nothing new, we said it the other day, I still think the Bo Bichette play is awesome. What are his numbers through the first series?
So Bo Bichette is currently looking at, he has got four hits at 13 at-bats. He's got four runs, one home run, one RBI.
Yeah, okay, average, it's fine. I think he is one of the best, but I still think he's a great buy in baseball. The hype around that team, around the offense, I mean, one of the lead stories on ESPN today was, you know, Dodgers and Blue Jays, unstoppable offenses. Yep, that's going to be a story all year. So pick the player you want if you're looking for a guy to buy into, because I think there's going to be so much hype. You're going to see players from that team just explode in hobby value. You look,
just to clarify,
like you have something to say.
I want to remember, I'm trying to remember, is this accurate? Was Bo the one we were talking about last week who you said was kind of overshadowed by, it was Vlad, and that's why he wasn't as loved hobby value wise, but he could be a very good investment this year is what you're thinking.
Thank you for your contribution. No, that is
that's
exactly
a summary.
It's exactly right. Bottom line, you nailed that. So that was cool to
thank
see.
Thank you.
Wander's another guy. The Rays are 3-0. Wander's off to a nice start. Go ahead and do that.
Wander is 6 at 11. How do you say that? What's the wording? 6 out of 11? Six hits?
6 of 11.
He's 6 of 11.
Yeah.
Two RBIs.
Yep.
And one. Oh, boy. There's an abbreviation that I did not double check.
SB?
SB. Yeah.
Stolen.
Stolen bases. I knew that. Ew. And I was going to say that. It was a test for you, and you got it.
You're the champion. Andy Dwyer. You're welcome. Yep. I think you're going to see. So Wander's, I think Wander's values will be tied to two things, because we talked about him last week as well, how he insanely high he is, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I also, though, Wander's going to be, so this is kind of why I want to talk about this. We'll bring up Wander more as we talk about some of these other baseball releases later in the show, because he's going to be a rookie in a lot of these Topps products that come out. So like the rookie patch auto you'll be chasing, I think will be Wander in most of these things. But Wander's off to a hot start. His value, though, because it's so high, is going to be tied to two things. His individual performance, but that team's going to stay relevant, which 3-0 is a nice way to start. I think they will stay relevant in the wins-loss category. So I think Wander, you're going to see be steady and probably gain some value over the course of the year, just because there's so much hype already and the guy can actually play. So
it looks like his value, looking at his 2019 Bowman Chrome PSA 10.
So this is first Bowman, by the way.
Okay.
Yep.
And this is a very high pop count. Over 11,000.
Wow.
So, but it is up over the last 2 weeks, almost 12%. So he's gone up from 172 to about 192.
So that card was trading last year when he got called up and played well, 3 to 350. And then caught up in the base overproduced, which it should. So it's come way down. I would not mess around with that card per se. Super high.
Oh, really?
It's 11, still, Yeah, it's a way high. I mean, okay. If you can get it dirt cheap and you want to flip it quick, I'm all about it. But I wouldn't hold on to that card expecting it to do well for you long term. No. Okay.
Good to know.
Here's somebody we never talk about. I don't even know if the boys put this on their list. Mike Stanton, Giancarlo Stanton for the Yanks.
No.
Smashed,
I don't have him.
Smashed a couple home runs. I mean, this guy was like the home run. He was like going to be the perennial power hitter and just cannot stay healthy. If you put in, I didn't prep you for this because we haven't spoken because I'm on vacation. So the last thing I want to do.
That's fair.
It's not nice. But
no,
sorry.
No, it's not. But it's okay.
Like if you were to put in Mike Stanton RC Auto, I believe his 2012 Topps Chrome is his rookie auto. He's got a Topps Chrome and a Bowman Chrome.
All right. Topps Chrome, though, is the one that you're saying is his rookie auto?
I mean, he's got one of each. I like them both. I don't remember. This is a guy, too. I mean, literally injured every year for the past. And misses significant time. Like, it's unbelievable how much time he misses, which is sad. But if he was healthy, he's a guy I'm just kind of curious about. I don't know.
Now, this is the same as Giancarlo, right?
Giancarlo. Okay.
Giancarlo.
I'm way off, by the way. His Bowman was 2008. What? His Topps Chrome might be 2010.
2010, it is.
It is. Okay. So, like, what is that? So, his Bowman Chrome auto, by the way, this is insane to me. A 9510 sold in January. This is the last 9510. Still over $300. That's kind of wild. Okay. What's his Topps Chrome?
Yeah, Topps Chrome. This is a raw one. It was 130 just sold.
Okay.
A couple days ago. Yeah, the raw is going for about 130. I'm looking for a PSA 10.
Or a 9.5.
Okay.
Here's the weird thing with this. I never trust him to stay healthy now at his age. I don't remember. I don't know. He's got to be in his mid-30s by now. He's just another guy, though. Again, this is kind of just like one of those options. Like you want to take a flyer on somebody who could potentially smash 50 home runs or could be injured next week and his arm falls off and he never plays again. I mean, honestly, the odds are that happening are better than him hitting 50 home runs. That's about as cheap as it gets. I mean, back in the day, his Bowman Chrome auto was $500-$700. The 9.5-10s, always.
Wow.
Because he was a stud hitter. And even when he got hurt, it was like, yeah, but he's going to come back. There was enough hype to keep him around. The fact that he came out, it's just a name you don't ever talk about. I don't think he's the worst guy if you want to take a flyer on somebody. But
really,
I would be quick to move him if I saw a nice increase. I'm not holding him because I don't trust him long term.
The fact that he's a veteran, I don't feel like there's a lot of, like, okay, I don't want to say no name veteran because obviously people know who he is, but he's not that big of a name.
No, and because he's been out of the game so long. Like injured, okay. Not relevant. Yep. Yeah, he's just another guy that kind of came to mind for me.
Okay. I've got other guys on this list if you want any of them.
I want Bregman. These are like, I want Alex Bregman.
Bregman is on the list. I mean, Houston Astros.
Top five MVP guy a number of times over the past few years. Mm-hmm. Very much forgotten about because of that whole Houston scandal. Crushed his hobby value. Like, what do they have on there for him? I know he's had a decent start.
When you say Houston scandal, that was like when they were accused of like cheating or something. Like, oh, they cheated. Calling out, okay,
banging barrels and stealing babies and whatever else they were doing.
So he is 6 at 14 at bats, 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, batting average of .429 though.
Not too shabby.
That's a high number. That was, and I don't know much.
That was Saturday Night Live for you right there. Adam Sandler. Maybe you've heard of him.
You said you hated earlier in the show. You don't like Saturday Night Live.
I don't, but I love the Sandman. Okay.
That's fair.
Did they have didn't they reference one of his cards?
2017 Topps Chrome PSA 10. Pop is only 1,000.
This seemed insane to me how cheap it was.
Yeah, it's very cheap. So roughly a couple weeks ago, it was selling for $23. As of last week, it was selling for $32. So
how is this the case?
50% increase.
I don't understand how that card is $30.
Yeah, for a PSA 10.
Yeah, like I've got it on, like I've actually got it now selling $40 to $50 in the next couple. But yeah, before that, $32. And the pop is low. There was a buy it now at 50, but other than that, it's $30 to $40. That's another card. If you're looking for a cheap flyer on a proven guy, how do you not just buy in? Okay. Breaking news.
Is this a, what, well, are we news. Having one?
Doo-doo.
Is this a thing?
Do. Go ahead and tell the people what you see on your screen right there, bub. Hey, let it focus. Just give it a second. Don't get antsy.
Your flight is departing?
A one and A2.
Oh my God. That's why we had to do a breaking news.
That feels
I thought we had a straight cash homie, and yet you're bragging about your Southwest check-in as A1, A2.
Okay, I'm gonna go straight cash homie on this. If somebody wants to sell me, here's the thing. I don't want to buy one of these. If somebody wants to sell me, like,
wait, let me say it.
Please do.
I haven't said it in forever.
Bill, hang on.
Straight.
Nope. I want you to do it again. This is because Bill is going to join us on stage. This is why we're doing this. Go.
Straight cash homie.
You're welcome.
Oh,
Mr.
wow.
Simmons.
It kind of felt good. That's been built up.
It looked good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
That. 2017 Topps Chrome Bregman. If somebody wants to sell me 5 to 10 of these or even more, I'd buy 20 of them. That's fine. I'd buy these. I'd take a shot on Bregman. It's cheap. It's a cheap card with a low pop despite being base that I think could shoot way up quick because he's going to have a hot start to the year. I'm in on Bregman.
This one that popped up to like $50 something.
Yeah, there was a couple buy nows at 50. I'm not
paying
50.
But other than that, it's been all below. Yeah, it's 28 all been in the
32.
Yeah. Ooh, you might be doing something good there. Okay.
We'll see. It's also tough to find this stuff. By the time people hear this, and they're like, oh, let's charge more. Okay, yeah, last quick baseball note. I don't normally talk about Hunter Green. I don't normally talk about pitchers. So you can look this up while I'm doing this. 2018 Bowman Chrome Auto Hunter Green. I believe there's an E at the end of that. He's a fancy green. He was the number two pick out of 2017. So as the number two pick, Bowman held him over till the following release. So he wasn't in 2017 draft. He was in 2018 Bowman. Got hurt. I mean, he had some amazing stuff, but got hurt. I think he's been hurt a number of times, but I believe his first injury was Tommy John, I think. So just sideline him for a year. He made his debut last night for the Reds. So his stats weren't amazing. I think it was like 5 innings, 2 or 3 runs, you know, whatever. But I believe what I saw. I got to go to my picks from phone here. And this is why I thought it was interesting. And again, you know, 20 times. Yeah, Green, and there is an E, by the way. Green reaches triple digits 20 times in his debut.
What?
That kind of power. Again, he's not going to compete for the Cy Young. He's not that type of a guy, I don't think. Not yet, anyways. But this is what I look for in a pitcher. A kid who's going to come up with some hype, who does something that we just don't see all the time.
Yeah.
That's the type of pitcher who, over the course of 2 months... like, so what is it? Can you find that card as a 9-5-10? That would be glorious.
I'm looking for a 9-5-10. I found a 9 that sold recently. I'm trying to find
PSA or BGS?
Something. Yeah, let me see a BGS. Maybe that's where all the 9-5s are. Let's see... that's refractors prospect.
Okay. So yeah, let me just give you some price. Yeah. So it looks like it's about $200, $235 to $250. That's as of yesterday, for his base. That's an interesting play to me. Cause he is the type of guy, there's going to be one game when he comes up and he strikes out 14 people and hits 104 on the gun. I don't like pitchers long-term. I'm only into pitchers if it's a quick get in, something happens, get out. But that's the type of guy. People always ask, like, what type of pitcher, if I wanted to get in on somebody, it would be somebody like that, where he's going to come in, again, he's going to hit 107 one time, and people are going to go crazy, and there's going to be that one type of event thing we don't see, and his values could spike. So if you're looking for a pitcher, not to mention the Reds, here's the other problem with the Reds. The Reds have started hot every year the past few seasons. I don't love him long-term, but I like that guy.
Can we talk about one thing real quick?
Yeah.
With grading in baseball, it seems... like when you told me to look that up, I was looking, but I put in PSA because, you know, that's the one that most guys have. But yep. It seems like BGS is the real favorite as far as grading goes.
For Chrome baseball, I would say up until last year, BGS was far and away the most popular choice. There's no rhyme or reason to it. People just liked it. Also, Chrome guys love subs. Like base, you will notice a Hunter Green base 9-5 as a minimum gem. We've talked about this before, but just from Beckett. So 3.95s and 1.9 subgrade is the worst grade it can get and still be a 9.5 overall. If that card's doing 225 as a min gem, you take the same card as a true gem plus plus, so 2.10s, 2.95 subgrades.
Okay.
That card probably sells closer to $300. Subgrades make a huge difference in Chrome, and Chrome guys in baseball are the most specific and picky when it comes to subgrades and overall condition. Makes a huge difference.
Today, because like I pulled up SGC and I like found one of his cards under SGC. Like if I am...
Yeah, back then, you got to think the majority of cards get graded when they're first pulled. So 2018, Nobody was great in Modern with 2018 with SGC. Just wasn't happening.
Okay.
Nowadays, you go to 2020, 2021 Bowman Chrome stuff, 22, sure. You'll see a ton more SGC. But yeah,
that's just good to know. Like, if guys are looking for these cards and they're not finding what they want under a PSA, go over to BGS.
Back, it was king back then. And it sells way cheaper. A PSA 10 still outsells a BGS 9.5, even if it is a true gem. You can get a bit of a value buy there. So, yep.
Cool. All right.
Let's go NBA. You want to go NBA? I don't want to NBA. Okay. I'm so sick of baseball. I can't breathe. It's not true.
How are those allergies done in Miami?
Much better.
You sounded a little clogged.
So Jesse got me sick. His wife got sick. My wife got sick.
Oh, did Hannah get sick too?
She had the same thing as me a couple days. Here's the problem, though. She's sneezing on the plane. Nobody wants to. You got to be careful.
Can we tell the other story about the plane? Do you think she'll be okay with that? No. All right, never mind. We're not telling that one.
But I'm clearing my throat. See, if you didn't send anything, I was fine.
Yeah.
We sat in the exit row despite being, we were A3 and A4 coming down here. Kind of a big deal.
Were you prepared to save everyone's life?
Oh, I am literally the only person on there rooting for a water landing because I will dominate that thing. But you sit in the exit row. See, people make the mistake. They're like, oh, I'm first on the plane. I'm going to sit in the front row. Okay, first of all, those front row seats don't really recline. Second of all.
And there's no pocket to put your stuff in.
No pocket.
It's annoying.
No tray. And you have to have all your stuff stored overhead. And there's three seats. Somebody's sitting next to some schmuck.
Oof, no.
And we had one of those loud flight attendants. This guy was like 20 and like bouncing off the walls. Welcome to Bedford. Everybody's like just yelling. And I was just
hoping. That's Miami for you.
I was hoping for turbulence so he would get knocked unconscious.
That's so
I don't know
mean.
How we got here. Let's talk about basketball.
Basketball.
It's funny. Chris Vernon's
is.
On ESPN. I'm telling Southwest stories. I'm getting nothing here. What's the difference?
Well, maybe if you bumped up to United, we'd talk more about
this
your flight status.
Probably our last Southwest flight. Using up
those
miles.
Don't you dare say that. Don't you dare say
all right,
that.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
All right, NBA.
Give me the brackets. We're going to go. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go. We're going to talk about all four play-in games. So that is a 7-8 and the 9-10. Not happy about my Celtics, by the way. I'll get to that in a minute. And then we'll talk about the first round matchups. Some of them are going to highlight because I think there's some players I think are good buys, bad buys, whatever. So go ahead and give me the 7-8 and the 9-10 in both leagues. Let's go through those high ones first.
All right. Western Conference. We have the 7-8 as being Minnesota and LA Clippers. The 9-10 is New Orleans and San Antonio.
Okay, so the West is the most cut and dry to me. I think Minnesota and LA are your 7-8 overall. They both win. Whoever wins a game, whoever loses beats the 9-10. I think those are your two. Where it gets weird to me is I would love to see the Clippers win because I think the Suns are going to smoke anybody first round out of that group. But I think it's cool to see in the series that I think would actually get a lot of attention for the hobby is if Minnesota goes in as the seven and plays Memphis. I just think Anthony Edwards, like the two most acclaimed guys from their classes, would actually produce some pretty cool hobby hype.
I would love for Memphis to do well because that's basic. You know, we talked about this
we
earlier
should go
year
to a game,
in
by
last
the way.
Year.
We're driving. I know, we're that's driving. I'm going to see if Chris has a guy. Like, I'm not even looking for a favor. I will buy the tickets, but does he have someone who would at least sell us tickets?
Yeah. I would love
listening?
To go to a game. Do you think Chris?
I never know.
I would love for Memphis to be my team, and I just need a big event for that to happen. I need to get involved. And
so here's
I need
where
to
we're at with
game.
That series, too. If Dez, I mean, huge upside for either one. No matter, and here's why I like that series. No matter who wins it, major upside. If Anthony Edwards gets his first series win, it's huge. If Ja and Desmond do, even bigger, because, you know, Ja's had an amazing season. They go in as the two seed with a ton of wins, a season nobody expected. I'm really, really rooting for that. I actually think they are going to play the Clippers, though. I think the Clip, but either way, I think Memphis wins that series, which is a big step for Ja. I'm going to go out and try to buy one nice Ja card over the next week. I say nice.
Really?
$2,500 or less. I'm not going absolutely insane. Something graded, something low pop, or an auto. I'm going to buy one with the intent of flipping it second round. But I like the Ja play in the first round. Go to the East now, because I don't have any interest in anybody else. I don't think Edwards will win a series. I really, really would love to see the Edwards-Ja play, though. One other quick note, actually. If you're holding Edwards stuff, like, hey, I actually want to sell him at some point, when's the time? If they get into the playoffs, I would sell during his first round playoff. If you're a believer, hold him, because if he pulls off an upset and beats the 2-1 or the 2 seed, forget about it. I don't think it's going to happen. Either way, I think you're going to see him perform. Even in a losing series, he's going to score. Like, I wouldn't be shocked to see him average 35 for a couple games.
By the way, all those who want to see this happen as well, Edwards and Ja play each other, we all want to root unitedly together tomorrow at 8:30 p.m.
To beat the Clippers. So John and Chris,
just
either one of you guys,
on that.
John and Chris, if you have a hookup on tickets, just to buy them, not looking for handouts, I will buy. I think me and Jesse need to get some tickets to be at a Memphis game.
That would be a lot of fun.
Okay.
All right. So Western's dead to us. Eastern Conference. You got Hotlanta versus Charlotte for your 9-10.
Upside. Okay. What's the 7-8 though? Is now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Is now
7-8.
Brooklyn. Is it Cleveland?
And Cleveland. And you're not happy about either of those against your Celtics, I'm guessing.
The Celtics won last night. Milwaukee didn't play anybody. So Milwaukee was a 3 seed. If Boston lost last night, they would have been the 3. I don't think it's possible, but I am rooting so hard for Cleveland to win so the Celtics can avoid Brooklyn first round. However, play-in round, I think Brooklyn wins their 7. I would love to see one of those 9-10s sneak in and beat Cleveland. Only because I think there's way more upside. If LaMelo gets in, I think it's an awesome thing for basketball. Or if Trae Young gets in. And say whatever you want. I know they're not the Atlanta Hawks of last year, but we've been saying it for 2 months now. If Trey gets in against the Miami as the 8 seed, so plays Miami as the 1, I just think it's a fun matchup. Like, that guy has shown us he's capable of beating teams that are way, way better than his squad because he goes off. I think it's unlikely, but I would love to see Charlotte or Atlanta sneak in as the 8 seed.
I think all the guys who are still holding on to LaMelo would. I think Hobby Love goes to LaMelo a little bit more than Ja. I think Ja's still good, but
no question.
I think that it does better than. I think it does better for the overall hobby market to see Charlotte win. So that's the one I'm rooting for.
Why'd you bring up Ja though? What does that mean? They can both.
I didn't mean Ja. Okay. I meant Morant.
Trae Young.
Yes.
Say Trae.
Thank you. Trey, it is. I would like to know. I can't remember. Is Kyrie?
Kyrie's
back with the Nets at home.
Yeah, overall, and now they're saying too. Simmons may be ready for the first round, which is terrifying.
Woo!
So, what are the other matchups, real quick? So, give me the 3-6 in both leagues.
All right. So, you got 3-6 is going
State?
To be Western. Yep. You got Golden State and Denver. And then you got Milwaukee and Bulls. Good.
Yeah, I think Milwaukee just... So I've got a couple Giannis cards. I've got the Select, and I've got a Prism PSA 9. I've got a Select 9-5. I think I have a Hoops PSA 10 as well. I'm holding Giannis stuff to at least the Eastern Conference Finals to see if it kind of gains some more momentum. Despite the unbelievable season, his stuff in general is still way, way down. I think this could turn it around. Going in as the three, yeah, not bad for him. I think they're gonna. I honestly think there's a chance they sweep the Bulls. They're playing so good right now. But my play there is to hold Giannis and wait. I also don't think it's the worst idea to buy in on Middleton. We saw Chris Middleton be as effective as Giannis was at the end of the year last year, how good he was, and his stuff just has gone right back to where it was at. Flip side of that, I'm telling you, the Golden State-Denver series is weird. For one reason alone is health. I don't know how healthy Steph Curry is.
Is Steph Curry back? I know
he's going.
I thought he was out. Yeah.
Well, check up, but you can check an update.
That's what I'm looking. Okay.
And also check Jamal Murray. Like, I was really hopeful at the beginning of the year Jamal would be back for the playoffs, like back to himself and actually contributing. I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think Joker's good enough to beat them without a healthy Jamal Murray, which he's not going to have probably, which is a shame. I think Joker's going to win an MVP again, and I think he should. His PER rating is like off the charts. He just put up a thing the other day with, what was it? First player ever, I forget the exact numbers, but with points, rebounds, assists in a season, like unbelievable season for him. I don't think they can beat Golden State. But there's not a ton of upside here for me either way. Like, if Golden State wins, it's because they're supposed to. I don't think it's a big deal. Denver, you know, I don't mind the Jokic play. I think I have two PSA 10 prisms left, and they are way, way down from the peak. Like, for me, I would love to see them win, but I also think Joker is just a very safe buy no matter what. I mean, worst case, he gets bounced by the three seed, which he's supposed to. You get in cheap. Best case, this guy starts gaining momentum. Hey, he pulls off an upset here. Maybe he wins another MVP in the offseason. Like, I think there's potential for Jokic stuff to continue to rise. He's also a big man, so you got to temper expectations. What do you have there? You look like you have something to say.
So, again, I think it goes back to my, like, since I don't have as big of a, I'm not as big of a fan into NBA yet. Still working on it, guys. I try.
Never seen the movie.
I want to see the guys win that I think that are going to affect the hobby the best. And I do think that the fact that Curry is, I mean, I know a lot of guys like Joker and they've got Joker, but I think Curry is obviously the guy.
He's a hobby darling.
Wait. Yeah. Yep. I mean, I would love to see them win and move forward.
I'll tell you where there's upside. You bring up a good point. Not only with Curry, already, you know, cemented his status legendary. Mm-hmm. Klay Thompson coming back. Does he go off in one of these series and really rebound? My boy Kuminga. Does Kuminga have a great series and like play?
Yeah. So
that's what I'm saying. There is some potential there for upside on that team. Whereas the upside for Denver, I don't think is really there. A little bit with Joker, but that's it.
As far as Curry news goes, it's as of last 12 hours ago or 13 hours ago, this report came out just basically saying that Steve Kerr is 50-50, it sounds like. It's like there's a chance he could play game one. There's a chance he couldn't. So who knows? It looks like it's going to come down to the wire.
Okay, yeah. And then, by the way, so Jamal Murray just says this was as of 2 days ago. He's been practicing, looking ready to play. He could return sooner rather than later. But, I mean, at this point, I coming back from an ACL, I just don't even know what that means. Like, if he came back for some reason, and again, if he comes back too, he's such an offensive weapon, so explosive. I just think it's going to take him time to find it. Which is a shame. If that team had a healthy Jamal Murray, this is a series. But I'm with you. Upside, Golden State. Okay, next. I don't care about every series. These were just some of the intriguing ones. What do you got next?
Let's see. Next on the docket.
Just 4-5, right?
Yeah, I think we got...
So you got the Donkey?
Phillies.
Going the East. Phillies playing...
I was going Toronto.
Yeah.
Raptors.
So this is a weird one. I would love to see Toronto win... but I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't think Philly's that good either. They haven't shown to be that good, although Embiid's playing great. Embiid has done this before. I don't trust Embiid or Harden in the playoffs still. So I think Philly wins the series. I think as soon as they do, I'm selling anything I have Philadelphia if I'm not holding it for the long term because I don't trust them to win another series.
Who are the guys on Toronto that guys would have in their... Because I can't even think of any big names on Toronto.
So they have one of the... I mean, I think a lot of people would argue maybe the rookie of the year, Scotty Barnes. Scotty Barnes is going to be a force going forward. I would love to see... That's why I'm saying I would love to see Toronto win. Scotty stuff would go through the roof. I don't. That's a tough matchup for them. But yeah, hobby wise, if that happened, great. Either way, though, I'm not selling off on Scotty Barnes stuff. If you're a collector, hold it. If you're flipping, I think long term he's going to be very, very good.
Western Conference, you got Dallas and Utah Jazz.
Man, tough matchup. So again, massive implications on one side, none on the other. If Utah wins, I don't think it moves a needle for Donovan or anybody else over there. We've mm-hmm. seen him win series before. But if the Donkey wins,
yeah,
if Luka can win his first playoff series, it's a big deal. He did strain his calf the other day. I think it was yesterday, but it sounds like it was very minor. He's going to be there. Even though it's just a 4-5 matchup, it's not like it's a crazy upset. If you have Luka stuff, like I think, so two things. I think you're still fine holding anything that's like not short printed or that is short printed, numbered stuff, silvers, all that. If you want to hold it, great. I do think though a playoff win for me is the exit strategy to move any base I have left. I think I have two base PSA 9s and then a cheap Prisms and then like a cheaper brand PSA 10. I've got three or four Lucas total base stuff that's been obliterated, right? I think a playoff win now in the short term gives me the exit strategy on the overproduced stuff that I don't want to hold long term. And anything nicer though, I don't care what he does this year unless he goes on a championship run. I think you're safe holding the rest of the stuff, obviously. But if you're looking for the exit on the base stuff that's been hit on value, I think this may give you a bump, not to make you even, but to get you closer. That's probably your exit strategy on the cheap stuff.
For Luka, going through card ladder, because I've got like so many, I have so many card ladder report tabs open
so
for different conversations.
Many.
It's so helpful on a desktop. I don't know how many guys have used it there. Shameless plug. I do appreciate it. That being the case.
And for those who don't know, Luka, a desktop is.
That's a computer.
It's my PC.
There you go. You got you. Same thing.
It's really my DT.
Luka, yeah. Stop it.
Yep. Already did.
Luka's card that they are going with as his rookie. It's funny. It's not the 2018 Prism base, but they're saying it's the silver. I have not seen that before. It used to always be his base card, but now they're kind of, I guess, more appreciating the silver. That being said, the silver is down to the lowest over the last year, where the base is actually up a little bit.
But the base is only, what, $400?
The base is about $475 right now.
Oh, that's a recent sale then, because you can get them on, yeah, you can get them way cheap. You can get cheaper than that on Facebook every day.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that is the most recent sale.
That's
yeah.
Silver. Look at the history on that card. Is that silver? It's on the ladder, so you can see the sales history. Look uh-huh. in the last year or something.
Okay.
What was it, 9,000?
The last, actually, let me pull up 2 years. It goes up over 9,000. Yeah,
I was close to 10 for a while. Might have even hit 10.
It was just about somewhere in March of last year. It was 9,700.
A year ago. And now, yeah. What is it doing now? Is it $2,000, $2,500?
Almost 2,300 right now, but it's also at like its all time, or it's at the lowest it's been since, call it June of 2020.
So his base pop is like 21,000. What is the pop on that? I'm going to guess 10%. Is it like 2,000 for a pop?
2,100. Very close.
That's weird. Yeah, that's where it gets interesting. So a pop of 2,000, but the car is only 2,000. Look up Ja Morant real quick on that silver, because Ja Morant silvers are doing like 1,800 right now. He's another guy. His base is 250-ish, pop of 22,000. You know, the silver, obviously one step up from the base, much, much cheaper, a much, much lower pop, much, much more expensive. Is the pop similar, like 2,500?
So it is on the silver, 1,300.
Oh, wow, way less.
Now, hang on, let me just check, because all right, so there's only 13 SGC 10s. I'm just checking to see other. And there is 1,000, almost 1,100 BGS 9.5s.
But for just the PSA 10, 1,300.
But for PSA 10, 1,300.
And what's it showing you for a price, like 1,800, 1,900 right now?
Actually, a little less than 17.
Now, that's interesting. If you could pick one of those two at that price, I actually think those might both. But that's pushing its all-time high, or at least the last year high, right?
No, not necessarily. I mean, honestly, this thing has sold multiple times at 2,000 over the last few months. It sold a little over 2,000. And then, yeah, around the most of this year, though, it has fluttered right around where it's selling right now, around 1700.
So you got to like Luka then of the two. It's literally 20% of its all-time high. Pop is still only 2,000. Luka's
by far the furthest down. Yeah.
There you go. Okay, cool. You got you have news to talk about.
No, I don't have news. I have what's up with that. What's up with that? What's up with that? Ooh-wee.
Ronic, you
can, what's up with that?
You can cut that.
Don't you dare.
Ronic, you can cut
that. That is the opening to What's Up With That. Totally original. Did not rip that off.
Is this like your version of Picks from Phone?
Yeah, it is kind of. Except I stole all of this from Joey Tribbiani.
Not his real, not his real name, by the way.
Not his real name, I'm going to guess. From the mailbag, basically pointing out all the nonsense that's been going on over the last week while things have been kind of crazy with us.
Okay,
and
go.
Just wanted to talk about all of them. First thing first, the Aoki purchase of the Marvel PMG set. So Aoki bought a Marvel PMG, the red set, 2015. He just purchased this about a week or so ago.
All PSA 10s, right?
Yeah. PSA 10s, $225,000.
Okay.
Okay. You know, Marvel's doing crazy prices, so maybe that makes sense. However, as of Saturday, auction closed for the same set, same PSA 10s, $60,000.
What auction house? Was it Golden?
Golden. So...
Well, we've been talking about this for a while, as of other people. Marvel has been getting pumped up by these celebs and influencers for a while now. The whole alt thing, people buying stuff and just relisting it at quadruple the value for no reason. I'm not shocked to see this. And you know what's
actually
nice? Oh, please.
So I was going off of Joey Tribbiani, basing his story as fact, and I looked it up and I saw the pricing. I was like, oh, this must be real. They're not all PSA 10s.
Was
I take back everything I've
was
said.
Was Aoki's all PSA 10s? Have you confirmed that?
This segment's already falling off the rails.
Why don't you sing another song and do another dance?
All the other stories are fully vetted, but now when you said PSA 10s, I realized I don't know if I double checked to see what the grade was on all these. I just assumed for $225,000, his were all PSA 10s.
We can safely say this because a number of people did talk about this. The Marvel pump, it looks like Aoki is way upside down his purchase. We'll get specific grades for Monday's show, okay? Or today Monday?
How about today is Monday? We'll do it for Thursday's show.
Make a note.
Yeah.
Because I may need a retraction and an apology from you for Steve the DJ.
That's absolutely fair. All right. Well, we're going to skip over that one. We're going to go ahead straight to WWE.
I disagree with this take. I disagree with this, though, by the way, the WWE. Go ahead.
Wait. You think that it's reasonably priced?
I think people, well, first of all, the notion was, this is unbelievable. How is it priced this high? It's the first year of Prism. WWE has a savage following. And like my buddy Jameson bought the Stone Cold Gold. I saw that card get purchased for $12,500. I've seen some of these sales go through privately on Facebook.
That's $12,500 for all those who are questioning. Yep.
That's why, yes, it's crazy expensive. It is the first year of Prism, and there is a rumor that it will be the only year of Prism they produce for whatever reason. I don't know why, and I should have asked Jason at Panini this.
Yeah,
I am actually not shocked about this, but go ahead. Some of the sales.
I mean, it's just that it's not even an auto. I don't know. It's just kind of crazy to me. $12,500
The Brady Gold Kaboom goes for $100,000.
But it's Brady. I mean, okay. And I know
Stone Cold isn't he like a goat of wrestling? I don't know. I don't watch that crap, but he's like a goat of wrestling. He's got a huge podcast.
I don't know if he's considered the goat of wrestling, but he's definitely very well known. I mean, it's still just crazy to me. And but the caveat, silver lining, call it whatever you will. There is so much peace in knowing that this is the first time they've ever put out this product. So no matter what.
Yeah.
It will end up holding some value, whether it's these highs, who knows? But if it's anything like granted, F1 was the first.
Look at all of them, though, dude.
It was a little bit different.
2012 Prism Football. Unbelievable price, like on the gold and stuff. It's ridiculous.
Sure.
That's why people freaked out about this. I don't know anything about the wrestling world. I really have no clue. Mm-hmm. But I'm not all that shocked. Now, if you started showing me, though, hey, all this stuff has been shilled up and ripped and getting reposted, that's one thing. I haven't seen, and I've seen it with some. I'm not saying there's none of that. But by and large, I don't think this is that crazy. I don't know. And by the way, okay, I don't have any left. We're getting one box in that we're going to rip and give away the majority of next week anyways. That's it. So it's not like I'm sitting that's on a bunch of fun, this actually, to pump this up. But I'm not shocked by this.
What if we do get, like, what if we got like a 10 grand card? That's going to be amazing.
No, I'm keeping it, obviously.
No, we got to give it away.
We're giving away some. That's why I said we're giving away some. Yeah. We're keeping some.
Okay. Don't
push your generosity you know on me.
That's the first time I have ever been the one generous? To say we want to give away something and you
Gibsons
say
Gibsons are
it.
Not known for their generosity. So you know what? I will
that's fair.
I will cede this to you.
And then lastly, so you know, I was gonna end each thing with what's up with that. So it kind of ties into the whole name of the show. But after the whole Aoki thing got thrown off,
yeah, what's
now
up
I'm
with not
confused.
Having facts? What's up with
Empathy Elephant,
what?
The whole Gary V thing,
oh.
Gary V cards. So I appreciate this, especially knowing what the last Zero Cool product did. I have things to say. Zero Cool product.
Okay.
I am actually more, and this is probably, I don't know how I'm going to affect my popularity with this statement. I am more in favor of the Gary V than the Jackass series.
Really?
Because I...
Oh, I have no use for the Jackass
the
series.
The content yeah. of the Jackass series is just like, I don't know. We're trying to bring more kids into the hobby.
I agree.
It's supposed to be like, it's... This is not the series that I would... If you're going to do the series, that's fine. There's Tony Hawk. There's all these like really cool stars that were on the show. And they were... I have no problem with guys... drinking too much eggnog and throwing
but it's an
up
18 plus but, sexually explicit when there's warning like, on the box
yeah when there's like yeah. nudity
I
on
have no
the
use
cards
for it. I agree
and you know this is a family friendly show it's just like I don't know I really
that's why
wish
we didn't rip
it
live by the way we ripped it privately yeah. We got like a couple numbered cards we're just gonna give it away I don't yeah we'll matter of fact have one of the interns just post up a thing to just give it all away I don't want that stuff
yeah I agree
yeah I'll so, be honest it's a, this is a bit of a well
well, you saw what they did. You see what they sold for on the Blind Dutch?
$100, Dutch right? $101.
Yeah, $100. Little
but there
different.
Were 9,500 of them. That's the other
yeah.
difference.
Oh yeah, a lot more.
So that's fine. And you know what? I think a lot of guys do like it, and it's cool, and they don't care. For me, it's not a thing. Like I just don't. Yeah, I'm not interested. So the Gary V thing was tough because I don't care about the Gary V space, and the shilling was unbelievable. So it was tough to get behind that.
That was hard. Yeah,
I can't blame Zero Cool for all that. But actually, from a business standpoint, I think it's smart they went with Gary V to start because you know it's going to come out and go on fire. This one though, I just and it granted, I keep hearing, well, this is a different company that's making cards. Zero Cool is not going to make sports cards. I get that, but I keep being told like, yeah, but we're going to appeal to other crowds to bring them in. Yeah, it's to me it was a weird. It's a weird. I don't know.
They've been going after like some more niche markets, and I also assume that starting out, it's probably not the easiest to get like. And Luber even talked about that. It's not the easiest to go and get all of these different celebrities or all
like
of these different musicians. Or yeah, exactly.
Right. This was a whole cast. It's fine.
I cannot tell you how excited I am for those products. But as of now, the last two products are been like, okay, but nothing's like blowing me away. And
I agree.
Yeah. Male nudity is not the way to draw in my attention.
Here's the one thing I'd say they did a better job this time. The Jackass cast members... We're on like every Instagram live with every big breaker doing this.
Oh,
it was
that was
unbelievable.
Really cool.
The yeah. media push, which to their credit, that's good. I'm also glad to see the boxes didn't like $100 a box for anything right now. Doesn't seem crazy to me. I was glad about that.
Agree with
like
that.
The pricing. Yep. I haven't. Now, I can tell you honestly, too. I haven't. We've been out of town twice. Boston, now Miami. I haven't seen anything on the secondary market, but I have not heard of like this unbelievable shilling that's been happening. So that makes me happy, too. Like, I hope this is a. For the people who are interested, which obviously there were plenty of it, I think there was 16,000 bids. Like, great. If that's the case and there's a group that like it, awesome. Not for me. Next.
I think right now they are, that series, the Jackass series is being sold for around $200 on the secondary
the
market.
Boxes?
For a box of it. Yep.
Okay, so they've doubled.
Yep.
I mean, show me a wax product from Topps and Panini that doesn't do that as well. So in general, like, I don't have a problem with that. Like, I don't think that pricing is egregious. I don't think.
I do. I think, though, whenever they do get a card set that I'm super excited about.
A cleaning lady on my patio. You want to come in here?
What's going to be really cool is just the fact that they did look like very well printed. I don't know if it's like a different printer or what the deal was, but they looked like a really good
card.
They're
not doodles. They're actual photographs.
Well, that's kind of where you can appreciate it more than the last set. So,
All right.
That is your what's up with that. Thank you so much.
What's up with that retraction number one coming on Thursday? So make sure you make a note of that. We got to vet that thing out.
PMG, I'm updating. Yes.
Overall, though, I know some of the singles that the pricing is like, as a matter of fact, I think I have one. I thought I took one picture of this. You know what? Let me do picks from Rome real quick. I got a couple things then we can move on. Lord. Is that okay?
I mean, here's the thing. I have no leg to stand on after I messed up the PMG thing.
I don't even know why I'm asking. Go back to being a silent producer. Khamzat Chimaev, remember the UFC fighter we were talking about?
Oh,
So he had a big fight with Gilbert Burns. Apparently, it's the first time he's gone the distance, but I think he won. I think it was a unanimous decision. Dana White is now saying his next fight is probably Colby Covington, who's the number two at that weight class. Mm-hmm. I only bring that up. We'll talk with Ariel Helwani next month about this because I don't know when the fight would even be. But it looks like his pricing is up now. And if he has a big fight, apparently this was his really first well-known opponent. If he fights Colby Covington and wins, he's then in line for a championship. I'm just saying this is a guy, if you believe in this kid, which it seems like it does, I base that off of the money in Vegas coming in on him overwhelmingly. If this kid's pricing is doing this fighting, you know, average opponents, if this kid gets a Covington fight and then an Usman fight, his market, I would have to imagine, is just going to get absolutely ridiculous. So there was that. One other thing we're going to do on Thursday, I'll reach out to some Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. I need to reach out to somebody because I do want to talk some prospect baseball. Bobby Witt, we talked about on fire. Julio Rodriguez on fire. Another dude, Anthony Volpe, his red PSA 10 auto. He's a 2020 guy. Talk about a ridiculous class, by the way. It's 2020 Bowman, which is the April release. It's Jason Dominguez, Bobby Witt, and Volpe's in that. There's a bunch of other guys as well. His red auto, so number to five, PSA 10, just sold for $150,000. Pretty ridiculous.
Insane.
By the way, so here is one of these PMGs. I did have one of them screenshotted. So it's the 2013 Marvel Flare Retro PMG Blue Captain America. PSA 8. This card's numbered to 50. This sold at auction. I can't see what auction, but it was at auction. Uh-huh. This is from Lameem James, by the way. The greatest graphic creator on Instagram. Never done anything for us. Thanks for nothing, Lameem. But nice guy. He may not be nice. I don't know what he does. He posted this.
Funny, nonetheless.
Sure. Funny, haha, not funny. Yeah. Captain America PSA 8, February. So less than 2 months ago, February 24th, $88,806.
Holy.
April 9th. By my calculations, that would be Saturday night. That's
another day.
Blue, PSA 8, same everything. Take a guess what this sold. So it sold for $88,800. Let's call it 50 days later. What do you think it sold for?
I mean, so I would have guessed lower before when I thought that this whole thing was accurate. But now that I know I was wrong, I'm going to say higher. I'm going to say 100,000.
No, you weren't wrong. It is lower. 22,000.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
That's what I mean. Overall,
the PMG market is down.
Way down. I just specifically to Steve's case, we need to look. But yeah, overall, like, dude, that's brutal.
That's. Wow.
Here's another quick note. Just horrible story. I didn't look into it. I think he got hit by a truck, hit by a bus. Dwayne Haskins.
The Steelers quarterback.
Yeah, he was a super high draft, like number 2, 3, 4 pick a couple years ago for the Redskins. Yeah, it's a tragic story. I don't know. This is one of those two. And the kid was like, I say kid because he was like 25, I think.
Yeah, he was pretty young.
So a bunch of guys go out and post his cards for sale because his pricing is way up. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't necessarily care either way. Like, I know some guys are morally opposed to, hey, he just died. It was tragic. You shouldn't profit from it. If that is your stance, I have no issue with that. Like when Kobe died, people did the same thing. Tragic death, don't. So if that's your stance, honestly, I'm fine with that. And if your stance is, you know what, I'm just going to post this card on eBay for auction because it's a good time. Sorry he died, but I never met the guy. I don't have any connection to him. And you want to profit. I really don't have I honestly don't have an issue either way. I'm not now. I do have an issue though. If you're out there like promoting it, like, hey, look, I think if you're gonna do it, you need to probably just be a little more quiet. But yeah, to me, I'm like, I know some guys are just like super morally opposed. Like, this is unethical. I don't have an issue if that's your stance. But I also live in the capitalistic world where I know some people just want to cash out, and like the guy's pricing has been way, way down because he was a bust. And so they want to get out from under it, and this is their first time too. I don't have an issue either way. I just say tread lightly. Like,
oh, for sure. Either way, tread lightly. I think your stand is pretty well known though, because often you have made a purchase and then openly said,
well,
you're just waiting for that
but
person.
But it's different.
To,
it's different. If Willie Mays
die of old age,
Willie Mays
it's a different
dies
story.
At the age of 300, you know, yeah, and then a 25 year old tragically dying. So
yeah.
For me, I don't love it. Like, I say
I think
I don't
it's
love
like
it.
One of those like in the South where everyone like on if there's a funeral going by and both sides of the road pull over. And,
ridiculous,
you know,
by the way. Absolutely
I know,
ridiculous.
And I'm from the South, and I feel like obligated, but I don't. Like, if I'm on the opposite side of the road, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just going to keep driving because it doesn't have like an emotional connection for me. And there's so many people who pass every day, you know. So there, I think there's a reasoning to your point of, yeah, if I don't know anything, just don't go being a jerk about it and blasting it everywhere.
Yeah, I would say this: avoid posting your huge Haskins PC on Facebook to sell. Just quietly move it to an eBay consigner. Like, I just think, you know, there's ways to not draw attention to it because you are going to get backlash. By the way, if you're ever going in the same direction as that funeral, you throw your flashers on, you hop on the end. You aren't waiting in lights, buddy. That's just a fact. That is just a fact. But overall, God. This story was horrible.
Oh,
the
gosh.
Fact, like, I mean, 25 years. Yeah, it's crazy young. Very, very sad. So,
by the way, yes. Aoki set does include a number of non-tens. In
so
fact,
this is
it looks like the majority.
Okay, so similar, so probably comparable to what you're saying.
So it is similar,
and that
so
would
I
line
do
up,
feel better about
that. Would
that.
Line up with the Captain America that sold at 25% of the value, 88 to 22.
Yeah, so it's I can't say because they're not exact. You know, there's a lot of different grades, but it does look like I was accurate to some degree. However, since I don't know for sure, I'm still going to take the blame on that one. There you go.
All right, I have. We got to do release week, and I got to get going. By the way,
Sorry,
okay. We're a bunch of yappers. This is nice.
So stupid. We hate ourselves.
Two big releases this week. Both are on the 13th. I said the 11th. It's the 13th. So, yes.
Wednesday,
dude. I cannot get off. I can't get
Thursday.
Today's
Monday.
I cannot get Thursday.
You're in Miami.
Out of my.
I'm Jesse.
Freaking head.
Panini Contenders basketball
you
hockey
had
box.
But you had a name, and it was
Sports Boy.
Give me the pricing on Contenders, and this is only two autos, not five, right? Like football.
Give me the deets. The 2021 Contenders is not listed as a price for a price on Blowout. I can check another site though if you want. I'm just realizing that they do.
Do you
not
have at least
have
the info
out.
On it though?
Midwest is pricing it at $575.
How many autos a box?
But yes, I do have the deets for you. The deets include...
I don't get the deets soon, though.
I'm going to give you the deets. Two autographs a box, two parallels, eight inserts or insert parallels.
All right, it's great timing. It's obviously expensive, but you got some guys who are selling, and you have it's a crazy deep class, which is awesome. Obviously, guys like Cade... Green, a lot of the guys who were in Green, by the way, has been balling out for Houston. Those guys are going to sell really well. They're going to drop eventually because two reasons. You have the offseason and you have a bunch of other products. Because of the delay, they're going to start really hitting in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
To me, there's a couple of plays here. I love this product as being held as sealed wax. It's pro uniform. It's early. Contenders in basketball, Contenders is not like the Rushmore like it is in football, but still a solid product. I like the play of just holding the product. I like the play of ripping it right now and selling any non-playoff rookie. And I also like the play of holding like Kuminga. And if you want to get crazy and take a shot on Scotty Barnes, like, hey, maybe they beat Philly. I like that as well.
I like this new card set, this Permit to Dominate. Do you see this card?
Jesse's sharing a screen.
I am. I'm using technology.
These look like the old passport inserts. Very cool. Yep.
I think what's cool about this is going to attract young guys because this is every kid at school has to have like one of these little cards.
By the way, Evan Mobley's another guy. I don't think it's going to happen, but what if the Cavs get in and they're relevant? You've got some guys there that could be interesting. So I like the class. I have very, very much switched on that. I was kind of waiting to see the pro stuff. So there you go. Good product. But I would just say you the caution here lies in a lot of these guys are heading to the offseason soon, and there's a lot of product about to come out. So just some caution there.
2021 Panini Encased football?
Encased is weird to me. So Encased, for those who don't know, you get a regular pack of cards, and then the second pack in the box has one BGS graded card. You will not hear me be critical of products often. I absolutely hate the fact that the graded card is not always a 9.5. You can pull like an 8.5, 9.
Oh, really?
And it's expensive. How much is this a box? $650? $800? Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm all set on Encased. I'm not buying Encased boxes. I'm not ripping Encased boxes. I'm fine if you want to chase your team. I'm doing it in a PYT or a random. But I'm not messing with holding the wax. I don't hold Encased boxes because I don't think they do great aftermarket. Like, I think there's much better ways to spend your money. This to me is a release day rip with your breaker. I prefer Eddie, Geo Breaks. The new app is out, by the way. If you go to Geo Breaks, you can actually get access to the app. I think Eddie's exclusively breaking on the app now, by the way, and has been for a while.
Wait, are we just announcing that anyone can sign up?
You have to go to Geo Breaks, so not anybody can sign up. And I'm sick of not talking about it, so there you go. But yeah.
Well, you didn't even actually give the name of the app, so that's fine.
Yeah, there you go. You get half details. Half truths from Jesse, half details from me.
That's all you need.
Yeah, so within case, you got to be careful. Please make a note on the sheet. On Thursday, I want to talk about the MLB release calendar. I said we'd do it today. I really want to hit that hard because the season's ramping up. That and NBA release as well. I think we need to spend some time with, hey, what's coming up for two totally different reasons. Baseball's just taken off. Obviously, basketball coming to an end.
Okay. I
got time for a couple quick questions from Mailbag if you want to hit some, if you're prepped.
Yeah, I've got it right here.
We're back to normal in the studio together.
Yeah, and for the foreseeable YouTube, next few weeks.
And then YouTube tomorrow.
We'll rip some product. YouTube, yep.
We might need to rip that.
Oh, we need to do the WWE tomorrow on the YouTube.
Do we do that for Capital Nonsense?
Let's
talk. Don't say yes or no.
Okay, but either way, you guys have to watch the YouTube if you want to get the giveaway. That you have to watch it. That's a fact.
I think I'll have an SGC reveal on the YouTube as well. Maybe. Ooh, I got some cards coming back. Let me just tease briefly. Looks like Ariel Helwani is in for May 5th. That's the Thursday before the pay-per-view on the 7th. He confirmed in Twitter. So he's in for that in May. Chris Costa from Big Night. Big Night Trades, yes. Big Night Sports, Big Night Entertainment. He will be on the show on Monday, a week from today.
They do the Causeway show.
They're also doing the Causeway, the Fenway show, and he's just big in the hobby, so that'll be good to talk to him. I thought we had another guest on the docket, but I don't remember him. So
we talked about Chris from Card Ladder coming back to do a market
Chris
update.
Chris will be back, and then I really would like to get Simmons on to talk NBA playoff basketball before too long. A lot of requests from Simmons, so I don't know if he's going to listen to any of those. That's fine. Mailbag, that's enough.
Mailbag it is. John Boren wants to know, and I think this is a genuine question. Did pumping and dumping happen pre-COVID?
It did.
You were around pre-COVID.
It did. It was just different. First of all, you didn't have big microphones like now. Like, honestly, if you search like sports card podcasts and YouTube shows that just weren't around, and the profit was so much less. Like now, stuff will 20x. Like we saw with Marvel, like we saw with the Gary Vee stuff. And it just, so really, I mean, so guys tried, but there was no way to really do that. So very, very, way less than it did now, for sure.
Jason Otero. So to put context to this question that he asked, if you weren't aware, Fanatics just raised a bunch more money from different sports, actual major sports investing. I think NFL investing upwards of over $300 million.
Right? Yep.
Yeah, 350. So Jason asked, will other major sports invest in Fanatics? I honestly think that they may be going public. They say they don't have plans.
That was the rumor as well. I think so too.
If they go public, I'm investing pretty heavily.
Can I ask a mailbag question? Because I saw this from my buddy Andrew Sleeth. Andrew was in my brother Russ's wedding.
Oh, really?
I've known Andrew for years. Favorite baseball movie?
My favorite baseball movie, when I think of baseball movies, I'm going to say Christopher Lloyd, Angels in the Outfield. I mean,
do you know what my, so I have a tie, by the way. Do you know what mine are?
I believe it's actually, I know one. I know one is Field of Dreams.
Yep. There's three obviously. Of them. I have three tied for the top spot. So this is a
Is The Rookie one of them? Because I've still not even seen that movie. Okay. No. Thank goodness. All right. So, Kevin Garner with the arm and the, what is it called?
Rookie of the Year?
Rookie of the Year.
Nope. Okay. Let me save some time here.
Field of Dreams. I got that
one. Field of Dreams. If you don't tear up a little bit at the end, hey, Dad, want to have a catch? Your parents probably
You're still waiting for your dad to say that.
If you don't tear up then, it's probably because your parents are happily married, so shut up. what does that mean?
Fair okay. comment.
Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon. I still love that movie.
Oh, my goodness.
The 04 year. Great timing.
Very good.
And The Natural. Robert Redford. You still have not watched that.
That's actually... Wait, what did I say? Did I say The Rookie or something?
I don't know what
Who is at your door?
It's Hannah.
I meant the Robert Redford.
I just got a text. Are you done? Andrew, those are my three. Depending on my mood, those are my three favorites. Okay, go. Next.
So,
couple questions. Lightning. That means fast.
Does Mike ever miss an arm session at the gym?
None of your business. Next.
Wojawoka. That's
a real
great
name. None of your business.
Isaac. Andrew Sleeth.
I just asked this.
Okay. Daniel Goad. Bowman University. Investor pass.
I'm passing.
Hannah, that was noise on the podcast.
That's okay.
Dang
Next.
It. Mike Saunders. I like this question. Mike, what's the one card Jesse has in his PC you wish you had?
The Phil Mickelson PSA 10. That's a cool one. I don't know what else you have, though. The Spock.
I've got those Jason Alexander cards.
Oh, that's it. Yep.
That's the only thing I was thinking that you'd say.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
All right. Let's see. I'm trying to get guys who we don't usually ask. Mark Rapala. Can't afford any huge Brady cards. Thoughts on collecting game-worn patch cards? Might not be rookies, but getting some game-worn cards of the GOAT for 100 to 200 could be a good investment.
Great investment. Keywords there, game-worn.
Game-worn.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And also just old-school refractors from the early 2000s I like. Numbered or not. Yep.
What? I've asked him
We're good.
Recently. Let's see.
We can be done.
Stephen Dunbar, last one.
Yep.
With the NBA playoff picture set, are there any potential sleeper NBA cards you would keep an eye on?
Sleeper? I mean, I'm high on a couple guys, but I'm not. None of them are sleep. And we talked about most of them. I guess I'll end on this, though. If you want to really take a stretch, like, hey, something crazy might happen, the two that come to mind that I'm actually invested in, which is why I hate the matchup, Ben Simmons, if he comes back first round and plays really well and they go on a run, I just think his stuff goes way up. And Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Again, those are not sleepers, obviously. I have more Jason Tatum and Kevin Durant cards than anything else, though. I hate and I hope they avoid each other in the 2-7. But if they don't, dude, if Tatum knocked off Brooklyn this year, that would be ridiculous. And if they do that, Jaylen Brown's going to have to ball out. That would be absolutely wild to see. So
I like this question. I want to do one last one.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Quick, last one. Hannah's getting mad.
And Antoine Lindsay, when LeBron James becomes the NBA's all-time leading scorer next season, will this temporarily boost Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's card value?
Sadly, no. Again, and on a morbid note, the only thing that's going to happen is when Kareem dies, I think people are going to look back and be like, hey, you can say Jordan's the GOAT, but if you ever wanted to have a real argument about it, Kareem is right there. Like, he was that unbelievably dominant. So I think that's the only thing that does it for him, though. He's a big man. People hate big men in the hobby historically. So,
and just in life. I get it.
One night this week, I'm actually going to do, and you can join me if you want. It'll be quick. I'm going to do an Instagram Live AMA. I had a couple guys recently, but you know, the activities kind of died down on Instagram, which is probably true. I thought we'd do something like that one night this week.
Sure. Yeah, sounds good.
Maybe Thursday night since we don't have a meeting.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. We also did get those Sparkle packs from
those are the expensive
Panini.
Ones. The white Sparkle NFTs, those are the ones that are numbered
three to give away.
Those are numbered to 8. Those do huge money. That Curry did like 1,000. The Mobley did 1,000. Those are big money NFT cards. If you don't like digital,
just keep them.
I don't care. You should just get in just to... So yeah, we'll figure out a giveaway. We'll do at least one this week to give away.
That sounds good.
Cool.
All right, let's end it.
That is your show, Sports Cards Nonsense, brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network, powered by Spotify. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on Thursday, because today is not Thursday. So we'll be back on Thursday. YouTube drops tomorrow. Yeah, probably Wednesday. And we'll be live on Instagram one night this week as well. I have nothing else to say to you or anybody else today. Good?
Okay.
Goodbye.
Enjoy Miami, Mike.
Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.